Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, creepies, welcome to episode number 80. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, guys?
Oh, my gosh. So much.
We at 80 already?
We are. I hope, because I said 80.
Does that make us octogenarians?
Not yet.
Not quite.
No, octopodcasters. No, something like that. Yeah. You guys having a good week?
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Hump day? Yeah.
I was thinking, having you do the intro is so much better than when you're not, the few times that you haven't been here and I've had to do it. I appreciate that you
it's
do that.
It's scary.
It is a little scary.
You did a job done.
I did a, yeah, a job done is
no,
right.
No, you did all right. No, you did good.
You make it seem very easy.
I feel like a passenger in the back of a car about to slide off the road.
Are you grabbing the old handle?
Right. That's right.
You guys are having a good week so far?
Yeah, actually. Working all right? Very much so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We had a little cool weather. Was it yesterday or the day before? Mm-hmm. I'm like, ooh. Nice. I know.
Crisp, yeah.
A little fall.
The mornings are that way a little bit.
Yes,
little
they are.
Crispy, yeah.
We're a little crispy.
Crispy Kreme. I'm thinking of donuts, sorry.
I heard
sounds good right now.
On the radio this morning, weatherman give a little forecast of like, oh, don't get used to it, because I'm going to tell you what can bring 90 degrees back. And I'm like, you shut your mouth.
Oh, it's coming back.
I don't want to hear it.
Next Tuesday, I heard, yeah.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to be the rest of this week and the weekend. It's supposed to be like 85 at the most. Sunny and dry. It's going to be nice.
Yeah,
it won't be too hot. But
hot next week, and then I think then
you know it's going to happen.
Fall's coming, yeah.
You know we're going to have at least one or two more days of like 98.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's down to the 60s. From there on, so
devil's underpants, we know.
Yep. Devil's underpants.
It's one last, yep, hurrah.
That's right.
Maybe Indian summer in there. You never know.
Yeah. No, it's been. Yeah, I'm like, wow, we're already at the middle of September, and that's good because it's getting close to October.
That's right.
I have no idea why I started talking like a vampire.
I have no idea. I'm the one sitting by Dracula.
Dracula. Yeah, I gotta get back to the Spirit Halloween store and my boy because we looked at it last week.
Is that a
week.
New store? I've never heard of this before.
It's a new store.
Yeah, right.
Usually you find a place that just went out of business and then like 10 hours later, it's a Spirit
pops
Halloween.
Up.
Yeah, they should do that seasonally. They should maybe consider mm-hmm. that. Yeah,
they should do it all year round. To be
honest
with
you.
I'd be there all the time.
True. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I did find some outdoor decorations. I want to, mm-hmm. you know, and I saw in the post you made on Facebook,
a 12-foot skeleton.
12-foot skeleton was pretty impressive
from Lowe's or wherever the heck you get, Home Depot or.
Yeah, I want to go. Why didn't you get the big one?
Right, exactly.
Go for the 12-footer.
That's what I looked at, and I was like, it looks even tall. Like when you look at when I took a picture of it, it didn't look all that big. But when you're right next to it, it looks like 12 feet or more. You
yeah.
Know? So he saved money and got the small one. Huh?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You want to go for the 20 footer.
I don't know if you noticed, but in the background, you see there's another skeleton climbing up into the window. It's like a regular size. Okay. Yeah, it's pretty cute. And then there's, I think they've got one sitting on the fence, too. So
there's a guy drives. Excuse me.
Oh, are we keeping you up?
He's bored already.
He drives a Jeep Wrangler. And he has a skeleton hanging off the back wheel.
That's great.
One leg up and both hands hanging on the wheel.
That's cool.
The spare tire.
That's pretty cute. Yeah.
And then one leg like dangling.
Oh, gotcha.
I don't know why I keep calling it cute, but or how about just cool? We'll call it cool.
We don't do cute.
We don't do Come cute, on. No.
We're cute.
We do tired, apparently.
Yeah.
We do sleep. Malaysian needs a nap.
What I was impressed with is you posted it, Sunday or Monday? Mm-hmm. That's pretty good that he's getting it up early.
Yeah, right.
Like, I was like, nice.
You're like, Amy, look.
I know.
Intent?
Yeah, she called me out that one time. Trying to sneak that in, huh? I go, what?
I noticed the Lauks have some of their Halloween stuff up. There's a jack-o'-lantern around here or there. Yeah.
I did not notice.
Yeah. I need to find the big ferocious rat and bring in here.
I'm waiting for the witch.
Yeah.
The witch has got to come out in her cauldron
slash toilet. Yep, that'll be on the porch.
The
is that the one
commode.
That scared you?
Yeah.
As a kid, yeah. That's a funny story. Yeah. You're like, I'm out of here. I'm out of here.
Oh, I can't even move. It's that whole thing where, like, you're so frightened, you're screaming bloody murder, and you can't move.
Well.
You just stand there.
Little Nady.
did you, like, drop the candy, too? You're just frozen.
No, I didn't do anything. I just sat there and screamed.
And that started the...
There's no fight or flight. It's just...
Frozen.
Paralysis.
You had... scare paralysis. Shock. Shock, right?
But what do you expect when you're 4 years old?
Yeah.
Whatever, you're 22.
Witches are scary, right? Yeah. Nate, a couple years ago.
That was last year.
Ah! Well, when she is out on the porch, I go through the garage to get in the house.
It's still traumatized.
Rachel, does she follow me in?
She's still looking
at me. What? Okay. We are glad the creepies, whatever day or night that you're listening to us, thanks for joining us as always. And yes, we are getting close to the Halloween season, so
yeah,
I hope you guys are too. Before our announcements are said by Mr. Sean, I've got a friend, a longtime friend. I've known this guy since I was in kindergarten. He was in first grade from the old neighborhood, Mr. Doug Salyers. So shout out to my buddy Doug. He is a fellow creepy. He follows us on social media, and he has listened to our podcast.
That's cool.
Had dinner with him. I've only seen him twice in the last 30 plus years. He's a local. He's in Avon.
Mm-hmm.
He has some cool, creepy stories, personal stories to share. So he did us a favor, emailed them to us, and I thought I would read a few. And then he said there's more to come.
Thank you, Doug. Yeah, that's very cool.
Yes, very much. So shout out to Mr. Doug, and then here is... his stories. So I got a notification from my security camera that motion had been detected about 2:30 a.m., so I thought I'd better check just in case. A flash of jagged light altering shapes as it moved swept in front of my camera on the porch. When I showed it to a friend, in parentheses, who had recently been to the catacombs, which is very cool, she jumped back covering her mouth. I sent several screenshots and the video to her in which she forwarded to a friend of hers who studies paranormal activity. She asked if I ever smelled anything in the house, and several times every year I would smell heat, even to the point where I looked in the attic to see if something was smoldering. Well, she immediately identifies a profile of a man with a beard smoking a cigarette on the outer edge of the light. That's creepy.
That is very creepy, yeah.
Yeah. Next one is, a couple of months ago I was training a client. Now Doug is a fitness trainer, and he has his gym in his basement. I was training a client, and I was hearing clearly footsteps upstairs, and he says, Jim is in the basement. I asked my client, do you hear that? And he said, yes. We were the only two in the house. There's been a couple other times where I've actually gone upstairs to see if anybody was up there and came to find no one.
Mm.
And last is another time I was training a client and heard the door at the top of the stairs open. The door was completely shut, and I know for a fact it was because I was the one who shut it. Heard the handle turn and the door open, but no one was there.
Mm. This is creepy.
The house.
Yeah.
We need to go investigate.
Exactly.
Hang out.
Doug,
we're coming over.
Show up.
Coming over.
Yeah.
Slumber party.
I don't know why he didn't give me the address. we had dinner, and he was telling me about some of these stories, and I said, you got to email me.
He's like, I'll see you in another 30 years.
Right. I said, he's not scared. He doesn't bother him. I mean, it's just kind of, he's just kind of curious about it, but he's not freaking out about it.
You said he's pretty good size, so he doesn't need to be afraid, right?
Yeah, he has muscles on muscles, so I think he can handle himself. But, those are good stories. Thank you, Doug, for
that.
Thank you, Doug.
That's cool. Shout out.
And he ends it. I've got several others I'll send you later on. So
I have to have him on the podcast.
Absolutely. I told him.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
he's just a town over. So, yeah, very creepy. And being in your own house, it's like, ooh, it's a little, I mean, yeah, he said he's not too scared. And it doesn't sound like it's anything that's attacking or violent or anything. It's just.
Yet.
Malicious, that's good, yeah.
Ooh,
yeah,
Nate throws in the yet. Uh-oh. Well,
He's saying there's a chance.
They always start small.
That's true. And then they build up.
Poltergeist.
Doug, don't listen to Nate. He's
there.
So anyway, thank you, Doug, for that. And after that, I'm going to send it to you, Sean, for the announcements.
The first part of the announcements. Obviously, we always try to say this, that this is, you know, we're having fun. We're doing all the creepy stuff. But we want to always come back to being a community for mental health. So we all need it, our families, friends, you creepies, and so on and so forth. So we want to always give out the numbers for mental health. The Substance Abuse and Mental Health Hotline is 1-800-662-4357. And the Veterans Suicide and Bullying Hotline is 1-800-273-8255. Another way to connect with someone that needs help out there for suicide or any other mental health crisis is to call or text 988, and you'll get the help you need or they need. You can also visit stopbullying.gov for another way to get the help with bullying.
Awesome job.
Thank you very much. I try very hard.
Lincoln, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Maximum effort over here is what I'm trying to say.
Do what?
Maximum effort.
Oh, I can tell. Hmm? I was like, he's bringing it tonight. You had your game face on. Or something.
At least I'm, I was snoring over here like me.
Hey, wake up. Guys. We do our best work when we're half asleep.
That's right. Twilight. Right.
Yeah, so thank you for that. And yes, we want our creepies to be healthy, don't we?
Yes.
Mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. So before we get into the topic, I have my dad joke of the show. This is a good one. I'm pretty proud of this one. Are you ready, Nate? Because this, you know, the only reason I do these is for Nate, to be honest with you.
I
love your reaction.
See me grimacing over here. I'm like,
here, yeah, and then Sean's grimacing. Okay, here we go. Dad joke of the show. Why are elevator jokes so classic and good? They work on many levels.
Oh yeah,
that didn't go the way I thought it'd go.
Oh, it didn't.
No,
what? Uh-uh. Better or worse?
It was actually better.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Is there a compliment
back
in there?
Yeah, I was going back to the ups and downs of them.
Oh, oh, nice. They work on many levels.
Many levels.
There you go. That's why elevator jokes are so good. And that was Todd's dad joke of the show. Huh?
Like I was gonna say you want an applause? We need like a one hand clapping.
If you can't clap for yourself, then who can? Right? I'm gonna turn it back over to you, Sean.
Thank you.
And I want you to tell our creepies, our listeners, what do we got for them?
We have an excellent guest chat with the one, the only Christina Westervelt, number two. Enjoy, creepies.
Hey, creepies, we have a special guest on our show tonight. It's a returning guest, Miss Christina Westervelt. We had her on back in November, I believe, is what we talked about. Right, Sean?
That is right. It was November 11th.
November 11th.
2021.
All right. We had a great time.
Episode 36.
Thanks for that information.
Yes, you're welcome.
Yeah. No, but we had a fun time the first time, so we wanted to bring her back. And here she is, Miss Christine. How are you? Christina.
I'm good, guys. How are you?
We're great. Thanks for coming on.
Don't worry. He gets my name wrong all the time.
Yeah. Sean.
Thanks for having me back.
Cool. Yeah, it's been a minute. So we assume that you have plenty of new scary locations that you've been to and some stories. So we are happy to hear those.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, it's been a long year, you know. I've been all over the place. You know, I was working for my friend's event company for a little while. We hit up a bunch of locations. Still doing stuff with my team, East Coast Paranormal. And, I mean, oh my God, I should have, like, wrote the list down. It's like you've been doing it for so long now that you just, it all blends together, you know.
I'm like,
what year was that? You know, did we talk about this last time? I don't remember.
I completely understand.
We're middle-aged, so it'll be new to us no matter whether you
can
did
tell
it or not.
Right. You can tell us the same stories
I'm
the last time.
I'm getting there, guys.
Now, I wanted to ask it in this way, and I don't know if we're allowed to say this to guests, so I know the guys are going to be like, oh, God, what's I going to say? We've said this before, 16 candles. Oh, what's a hopping in the hot stuff?
Oh, wow.
So that's how we're starting tonight.
Okay.
Todd does that a lot better than I do.
Well, at least it's Christina. You're saying it to
me. Exactly. That's why I was like, Christina knows me.
Yeah.
She knows us.
No, we want to thank you for your time to come back on. And like I said, it has been a minute. So I guess just, you know, introduce yourself to our listeners, because since last November, we've gotten a lot more listeners and followers on our social media accounts. So kind of tell everybody, well, I think three.
Three, okay, fine.
Yeah, no,
oh
but
my
just...
God, you guys have been doing great. I mean, I've just been watching you guys blow up over the last year. I'm so proud of you guys. Oh.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate that. To hear that from other podcasters and investigators and people that's, you know, in this field, it means a lot. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so, but yeah, just kind of, you know, remind people that have already listened to, you know who you are, and then the new ones, kind of just tell a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get into the new creepy stuff, or the locations you've been to.
Yeah, anytime. So, as these lovely gentlemen, not ladies, have mentioned, my name is Christina, and I am part of a team called East Coast Paranormal. I also do a lot of stuff solo and with a few people, a few of my friends, but I've been doing this for a little over 3 years now, like seriously, you know. Mm-hmm. I've always been into the paranormal since I was a kid, growing up watching Ghost Hunters with my dad and everything, and going to Salem, Massachusetts every year, which if you guys have not been yet, you definitely need to. I love Salem. I go like multiple times a year now since my boyfriend's out in that direction, so I frequent Salem, and it's like the nicest freaking town. Like, it's so cool. I can't explain it. But anyways,
that's like our Disney World. We have not been, just, and we want to go.
You know, yeah, it's so like it's just beautiful. The houses are beautiful. The town's beautiful. There's just so much like historic stuff there. The only thing that I can say is, if you're looking to go for like the nightlife, there is no nightlife
right,
in Salem.
Right.
Like everything shuts
just the cemeteries
down really easy.
Yeah,
really, really early rather. And so, but it's cool. We stayed at the Hawthorne Hotel last time I was there. Yeah, so. Yeah. Like you guys mentioned, I do have a podcast with Chris Sanders and Dave Childers on the It's Haunted Network, which is not as professional as you guys. I mean, we just had, oh my God, Santiago Cirillo on Sunday. And if you guys didn't see it, I would highly suggest going on there, because that man, I love him. He is so freaking funny. I mean, I'm surprised he didn't get banned off of like Facebook for that episode, because he's just, I met him at the Gettysburg Battlefield Bash in August, and he's like just the nicest guy ever, but he's just so much fun and very inappropriate. But
even better,
really Todd's writing
good,
it down.
Really good, good inappropriate. You know, you
yeah, right, right.
Have the same humor as I do, so you'll appreciate it. But we just spent the whole episode laughing so hard. But yes, you guys are much more professional, but still fun.
Guys, we have fooled her.
I have always thought of us as the utmost professionals.
Well, first thing, yeah. I mean. Now, yeah, Christina, tell me again, what's the name? I didn't know you had a podcast. I had no idea.
Yeah, it's just like, it's like Dave likes to call it a vodcast, it's my boyfriend Chris Sanders has the It's Haunted Network, and okay. Me, him, and Dave do a show on there, and it's a lot of fun. We've been so busy over the summer that we try to do it every Sunday, but it's so hard when you're traveling hours and hours and hours right. from location. You get home on Sunday afternoon, you're like, oh, I don't want to do anything,
I understand that.
If I had to pick of like one location I've been to since I spoke to you guys last, that was like the big one, I would have to say it was Mid-Orange Correctional Facility in Warwick, New York.
Okay.
That place is awesome. It was on a couple episodes of Ghost Nation, but the place is so cool. It's huge. It's only like an hour and 20 minutes from me in New York State. And it's like a massive building. The soccer player guy, Christian Fuchs, bought it out a few years ago and made it into a soccer camp. So when you get there, there's like huge soccer fields like all over the property. But they left the main building, and they were saying that they were trying to redo the main barge building and like make stuff out of it for the camp. And the people who were working on like, you know, like all the construction guys and stuff like that, they couldn't get anyone to stay long enough to make any progress, because they just all kept having these crazy experiences there. And I had been there. That was actually, Mid-Orange was my first investigation in it was July of 2020. And that was a public investigation in that July. And it was active as hell with like 40 people in that building. So me and my team had gotten the whole place to ourselves in April, this past April, April 23rd. And the place it's just crazy. I mean, there's like the main building, which has like more like, it was a jail. It was a young, like disturbed boys home, you know, like what's the word I'm looking for? I think it was a rehab at one point, but you get the gist. It was used like a lot of these old historic buildings. It was used for multiple purposes over the years. But we had, I mean, one of our team members, our youngest team member, my friend Christina's son, he is actually kind of like, and I'm not psychic or anything or whatever. I'm just straight up investigator, but he definitely has some gifts. And he was in the A3 building, and like we get a walkie-talkie over, Christina, everyone get over here. I need your help. Like, someone come get Anthony. And we're like, what happened? So this kid, we rip him out of the A3 building. He's sweating bullets and trying to scratch himself.
Oh, wow.
Like rip his skin off of his body. Jeez. So me and my friend Megan had to friggin' sit him down. We took his shoes off, made him sit on like by the grass, and try to like ground him a little, you know, and get him away from the building. And then we ended up sitting on the bleachers with him. Like, me and him were using ourselves as blankets and like holding his arms away from him so he couldn't scratch himself. And what does that sound like? Scratching, sweating, like
possession.
He sounded like he was going through withdrawals.
Yeah. Oh, well, oh right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
You know, and kid, like, you could see the sweat pouring out. Like, it was not warm out. It was in New York State in like April. It was like 40 degrees that night. And it was absolutely crazy. We had to we walked him across the field and got him into like the main, like one of the newer buildings they put up for the soccer kids and stuff. And we set him in there in the heat, and he finally snapped out of it. But like, there's something about that A3 building. There's just always, like, I had my first experience, like real experience in there in July of 2020. And like, I mean, I had like a, you know, like when you get that little electrical feeling, like you kind of like pins and needles almost, but a little more intense. And then like while that was going on, like my REM pod started going crazy. My buddy Rich, who's very sensitive, I wouldn't say he's psychic, but he's definitely very sensitive. He got nauseous and immediately had to walk out of that building. There's just like a lot, that one building has like some like ominous kind of thing going on. I don't think it's like necessarily evil or anything, but there were some questionable stories of past inmates that were like murderers and serial killers and stuff like that. So you never know.
That would leave a dark imprint, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. My buddy Rob, we were doing an EVP session upstairs, and I'm a jerk. Like, you don't want to do an EVP session with me because I just ask like questions that make like everyone very uncomfortable. So I go to the one. So I go, can you tell me what you think about my friend Rob? And he's like, thanks, Christina. And I'm like, so we play the recording back, and you hear, he's a dick.
Oh, wow. No pulling punches there.
Yeah, and, you know, he used to work for this one event company, and he had spent a lot of time there a few years ago. So he, you know, I feel like the spirits would know him well there because he has spent countless days in that building. So I was... And I was just like, I hate you. I'm never doing this again with you.
Did you have, like, before you guys went there, did you know much about the place, like what to expect, what the history was, you know what I mean? Or did you just go in fresh?
Yeah.
And like,
No. I'm one of, like I said, like, I'm not psychic. I'm not very sensitive. Sometimes I think I'm a ghost repellent, to be quite honest with you. because things always happen when I leave the room. I like to know, you know, just because for the purpose of, like, sometimes if you're doing, like, a spirit box session or an EVP session or anything like that, and, you know, something you might chalk up to being, like, radio interference or something that you might not think is, like, a direct response. Like, if you kind of know the history of the place and you hear something, you might be able to, like, pick up on it. Like, hey, all right, this is relevant, you know? Mm-hmm. But there's two sides of that. And then at the same time, like, all right, you know the history of the place, and then you hear something and you want to make it relevant. So it's you have to just be really careful when using those types of methods of investigating. I've been, like, veering away from using most of my equipment, to be honest with you, lately. I'll take my REM pod and I'll take, like, my recorder, and that's pretty much it. I let my buddy Dave borrow my camera. I hate carrying all this equipment around. Spent so many years just sitting there buried in my equipment that I've missed so many personal experiences I could have had because I was just too busy paying attention to my equipment.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So
that's actually a really good point. You know, you don't think about that, but yeah,
that's our buddy Nate. Nate, that's what you say. Like, yeah, let your body, your senses be the
receptacle.
Equipment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That makes
the
sense.
Most receptive. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. If you're paying attention and you're in the moment, mm-hmm. yeah, that is cool.
I mean, I see benefits of both. You know, obviously equipment's cool and high tech, and you can pick up things. But yeah, like going back, just your eyes and ears and everything else, kind of pick up what's around you. And you know, we were talking earlier. You said it was like a prison and then like a boys' school. And listening to a lot of true crime, you know, podcast, those boys' schools back then were not good. Those were negative. You know, a lot of abuse. You know, I can imagine there's some dark things probably left behind because of just that, you know, and then you throw in the prison part, and that's
absolutely.
Yeah. And it's sad. They're very sad. I hate listening to those stories, but it's, you know, it is what it is.
Emotionally charged.
Oh, very
right?
much. Yeah. And, yeah, I can imagine that's a place of, some darkness, some negativity. Yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We had I did an investigation. This is like a hidden gem. So if anyone listening is out near Gettysburg, Pennsylvania area, definitely go check this place out. They don't really do investigations there, but, like, if you're really nice to them, I was doing my friend's company I had worked for a little period of time, became friendly enough with these people. They let us come and do an event there, and they were so nice. And this place is so cool. I stayed over in the whole night. It's called Cashtown Inn. And it's actually a bed and breakfast out in Gettysburg. It's, like, right outside of Gettysburg. The place is so freaking cool. It actually was a field hospital back in the war. And they used the basement to do amputations and stuff like that.
Oh, that's
cool. There's actually a little stream that runs through the basement. So you go down to the basement, there's like running water going through the basement in this little stream. And the story was that they used to use the stream to clean off the surgical instruments in between patients. And then there's windows, and, you know, there was no electricity or anything back then. So they used the light from the windows to, you know, do their surgeries. Hmm. So what would happen was that they did so many amputations there that they would chuck the limbs out the window, and they would just pile up so high that they couldn't see the sunlight coming in anymore. So someone would have to go out there with, like, a wheelbarrow and, like, just move them all out of the way so they can continue doing surgeries. Yeah. So, like, this place's energy was just absolutely crazy. I mean, you can feel it, like, when you first walk in, and I'm not very sensitive, but I went up to the second floor and, like, immediately had vertigo. But the weird part is I slept like a baby, and I don't sleep well in, like, pretty much anything, anywhere but my own bed. But especially not, like, locations that I'm investigating at. And I was just so comfortable. Like, the owner's just, like, everything's nice. Everything's comfy. For some reason, the place is very inviting. It's very peaceful there, which is kind of weird considering its history, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But we got some cool stuff. I got, my buddy Rob got touched in the basement when we were doing an EVP session. He jumped so freaking high. He scared the shit out of us. And then, like, a minute later, I got, like, a tap on, like, my ribs and then the back. And I was like, I'm like, I don't know if that was something, but if you tap me, I'm like, can you tap me again? And within like 10 seconds, it just happened again. And it wasn't like a, like, you know, aggressive tap or anything. It was just kind of like, hey, I'm here. Hey.
Yeah, to let you know it's present.
So, yeah, so that was kind of cool. We had some good EVPs there that night, but, you know, I'm still waiting for a ghost to jump out at me and, like, do the jig. I know that's never going to happen, but I'm still yet to, like, get, like, a good, like, peripheral, like, view of something, if that makes any sense.
Right, no,
I get it. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you're just one second away. You never know. I mean, that's why you do it, right? I mean, it's...
Absolutely. I mean, not even, like, even one night that you have, like, a dud where nothing really happens... I still love just being at these places, especially like Pennhurst. Pennhurst is my favorite place in the world. I love the structures, the buildings. It's just so creepy. And like this whole property is awesome. So even when, you know, you go to these places and not a lot happens, it's still so much fun. Like just being there, the history, sure. Everything. It's very invigorating. I don't know how to explain it.
No, we know exactly what you mean because, I mean, these places are historical and they're awesome and they're creepy. Just if nothing happens, just walking in these places, it's cool.
You feel, you know, part of it.
Yeah. I mean, we went to Waverly last October and...
Oh, God, I'm so jealous.
Or, I'm sorry, March, last March. And, oh, my gosh, yeah. And, we had a few things, but it wasn't, like, overwhelming. But just knowing how long this building's been around and, yeah, it's a very dark history. But, again, it's just like... You know, I hate to say it like this, but some cool stories, you know, and some bad things that happened. But it's just, yeah, if nothing happens, it's still worth it. Just going and walking around and looking at these structures. Real quick, Pennhurst, that's an asylum, correct? Or what is that? I can't remember because I've heard. Is it
Pennhurst Asylum is in Spring City, Pennsylvania.
Okay, and is it a prison?
It's not far from Philly. It's actually an old asylum.
Okay, asylum. Okay. Yeah. That's what I thought. Yeah, because mm-hmm. I want to do an episode on that because I know it's a very popular destination for investigators and tourists. Yeah.
Listen, Pennhurst. If you like, I don't suggest missing out on Pennhurst. But there's talk of them knocking down a lot of the buildings.
Oh no!
Stuff into it. Yeah. So I would, if that's on your list somewhere, I would bump it up on the list.
Get there, huh?
Good to know.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's, huh. I wonder, is it just because, I mean, is it like just in terrible shape or they're just
well,
wanting
I mean,
to get,
a lot of the buildings aren't
different.
Usable. They, like, you can only get into, they just opened up a new building this year, which we actually got to go in when we were there in July. Again, I've been there like 8 times. I love that place. They opened up the hospital building, which is like on the outskirts of the property. But then there's the Mayflower, the Devon, and then there's the Rockwell Tunnel and the Philadelphia Tunnel. So there's a few buildings you can investigate there, but the rest of the buildings on the property, one of them the administration building they use for their haunted house. They do like a haunted attraction every year, which is like my favorite that they do every year. They actually touch you there, so it's cool.
Oh.
It's like a little extra, you know.
Yeah.
So they usually don't have that open for investigating. They usually, I guess, they just leave up all their Halloween stuff in there every year.
Okay.
And then the rest of them are just like really bad shape. Like they can't legally let you in there. But you know, they have a lot of property, and I'm sure they can get a lot of money for it by selling it and making stuff. You know, people putting buildings and stuff up there. So
yeah. Waverly does the same thing. They have a section when we went on the investigation. They have a nice size area to do a haunted house or haunted attraction. And I actually like that.
Yeah, we enjoyed
just
we
as
went,
much as just the normal areas to investigate.
We went through that like 3 different times.
Yeah, it's very cool. Yeah, and I'm like, I can't imagine walking through here, just the place itself. But they do that. And, you know, it's not in great shape. It's old and tons of the you know, the walls are, you know, busted up and just, you know, but I never felt unsafe. I didn't think it was going to collapse on me, but, no, I was just curious if they're just wanting to, just you know, get rid of it just to, because somebody's wanting the land, or it's just that unsafe, or nobody, you know, of course, a lot of places, maybe they're not doing well on the tourism and the investigations, and, and it's just not making any money.
Kahaner's books out so far in advance, they do public investigations, they do private investigations, they do their haunted house. Like, I can't imagine. That place has got to be a money pit.
Sure. Sure.
So
sure.
I don't really know why, but makes me sad. Definitely check it out.
Yeah.
Speaking of places that make you feel not safe in, there is a really cool location. It was cool. It's a cute little place. It's called Samuel Miller Mansion. That's out in Pennsylvania as well. The woman who runs it is really, really nice. I think her name was Amy. But it's actually like an active print shop. Hmm. But they when they bought the print shop, they kind of inherited part of the mansion as well. Like, it was like a one package deal. So they'll do investigations, and it was cool. It wasn't super active. We had a few interesting things happen when we were there, but some of the, like, the upstairs and the floors, like, there were just holes, and like I was like, I'm like, how did we not have to sign a waiver before we came in here? Because like there's just holes in the floor upstairs, and it's just so not safe. Luckily, we all survived unscathed that evening, good. But.
And what was the name of that again, Christina? What was the
Samuel Miller Mansion.
Samuel Miller Mansion.
I think
okay.
It's in Columbia, Pennsylvania, I think.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. The state of Pennsylvania has a lot of cool locations.
It's a haunted state, isn't it?
Yeah, heck yeah. Yeah.
What was the name of that bed and breakfast you stayed at?
Oh, it's the Cashtown Inn.
Oh, okay.
It's right outside Gettysburg. I forgot what town it is, but it might as well be Gettysburg at that point.
Yeah, it's just outside of it. Yeah. I found it on Google. I was just making sure I had the right building.
Yeah.
I'm going to show the guys the picture of the water in the basement.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's showing us right now. Okay.
We're writing all these places down, aren't we?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
Oh, man, that's wild.
It's neat
listen, if you want a place that no matter what, you're going to get something, and I'm not saying crazy, but the Shanley Hotel, that's another place. I've hosted a few public events. I've done quite a few private events with my team there. The Shanley Hotel, it's in Napanock, New York. That place, I think, is the first place that, I don't want to say scared the shit out of me, but it scared the shit out of me. And I don't get, and I love the Shanley. Kelly, the owner's amazing. Stephanie, who runs, like, most of, she's, like, the help there. They're all so nice. And, like, I don't feel threatened there or anything. But I had, like, I had an experience there when I went back in January. I've been there, like, twice since, but I only live an hour from there. And I was actually working an event. So, like, after I was done with the guests and they had free time for us in the evening, I was like, all right, guys, peace out and go home. So you can stay there. There's rooms and everything. It's very, like, old style. You know, there's no TVs in the rooms. It's all old. It smells like a museum pretty much, you know.
Yeah.
But we had been investigating all night, and it was still crazy active. We had some interesting stuff happen, but it was like 4 a.m., and I went to go to bed, and I was staying in the Rose Room. And now the Rose Room is the only room in the place that has its own bathroom. And since I get up to pee 10 times a night, I was like, I'm getting the Rose Room. Every time I stay there, I stay in the Rose Room. And my friend Anthony, who actually had that incident at Mid-Orange, he was sleeping. I was sharing the room with him, and he was sleeping already. So I went in the room. He's sleeping with the lights on. I'm like, oh, hell no. You know, I get comfy, get my pajamas. I lay down, turn the lights off. And I was actually pointing my camera at the bathroom, because last time I stayed there the year before, I had something walking around the bathroom all night. Like, I was just laying there, and all of a sudden you just hear tap, 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 tap. And I was like, what the hell is that? And then you heard like the door creaking, and I'd stayed in that room like once before then, and never had any of this happen. So it wasn't like it was like a normal sound for the room, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then my friend Megan, it actually was so loud. My friend Megan woke up and was like, what the hell is that? And like, do you hear that? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I've been listening to it for like 45 minutes now. So she sits up and she goes like, what the fuck, you know? And it stops. Like, as soon as she sits, we both sat up and like really acknowledged it, it just stops. So we sat there for another like 10 minutes and it just started up again. And I was just like, all right, thanks guys. We didn't do shit while we were investigating and now I'm trying to sleep. And I'm like, whatever, like I'm going to bed. And just as I'm falling asleep, it's just tapping around the room. So I set my camera up this time around. I set my camera up facing the bathroom. I went to bed. I woke up an hour later because, like I said, I don't sleep very well at these places. And my camera was dead, but those batteries don't last very long, so I don't really think anything of it. Went back to sleep, and it was like 6 a.m., and I wake up, and here's what the messed up part is I don't know, like, I don't have history of sleep paralysis. Like, I've never experienced, like, you know, like, clinical sleep paralysis in my life. I've never had that problem. And I wake up, I go to sit up, and I can't move. It feels like something's holding me down on the bed. Literally, like, I heard the bed creak, like, from the pressure. And you know how, like, most hotel comforters and stuff are all like kind of crinkly, you know, they're never soft. Yeah. They're always kind of crunchy, like in a non-gross kind of way, you know. And you kind of just heard like the comforter like crunch and like the bed flex, and I was just like panicking because I couldn't move, I couldn't sit up. I went to scream for my friend Anthony, who was sleeping in the room. Nothing would come out of my mouth. I'm just like, panicking. And then finally, like, I come to, but, like, the thing is, when I could move and talk again, like, I don't remember waking up. Like, I just remember being awake, you know, like, I got up, I put my sweatshirt on, I put my shoes on, I went downstairs into the common area, and I sat there for 3 hours till the rest of my team woke up. It scared the crap out of me. It was just very startling. I wasn't expecting it. I think it's freaking awesome that it happened, you know, and that it kind of like, you know, it makes me a more experienced investigator. That was an experience that I've never personally experienced before. And it happened and it was crazy. And I mean, I'll stay there again one day, but, if I don't have to, I just don't sleep there regardless. I just don't sleep well there. And it's a rough day. If you stay there the next day, it really is.
So how long did it, how long would you say it lasted, your sleep paralysis as it was happening? Do you know?
I honestly have no idea. Yeah. I mean, 30 seconds, 40 seconds. I really have no concept of time.
Yeah.
It wasn't very long, but it startled the shit out of me.
40 seconds too long, right?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I still don't think there's anything like evil there at all. I don't feel uncomfortable when I'm there, but, you know, they have a haunted object there that wasn't original to that location that they just kind of took in because it was like really screwing someone's life up. And they're like, here, take this. And they're like, ah, sure. They have a haunted object in the one room that they do like a session and they leave it in the box. And the only way they take it out of the box is if it tells you its name. So like they'll do like a spirit box session or they have like a portal or something they use to, and you know, or EVP session. So you, in order for them to take this haunted object out of the box, you have to, it has to tell you his name. So, we're doing an EVP session, this and that, and we're like, oh, you know, what are you? And you hear clown. And I'm like, and then all of a sudden you hear Mort. So this is an old school wooden clown face, like, decoration. I have a picture of me taking a selfie with him. That was a night that all that shit happened. So, yeah, even the owners don't like touching it. And I'm like, oh, look, selfies, let me pick it up.
Me and Mort.
But his name is Mort, and it flat out said Mort. It flat out said Mort over the portal. And I was like, holy shit. And, like, I already knew his name because I have met him once before. But we were just like, everyone who knew his name already, like our jaws just dropped. We were like, that said Mort.
Mort. That...
So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure the fact that us taking selfies with Mort probably didn't help my situation out that night. But
yeah, well, maybe Mort enjoyed it. You know, maybe who knows if Mort's ever had a selfie. So, you know, he does now.
Mort sounds a little desperate.
Yeah, right.
Needless to say, I do not touch Mort anymore.
I just love the name, Mort. You know? Mort, the creepy... Yeah.
There's a country song in that. In that lyric,
yeah, exactly.
I don't touch Mort anymore.
Yeah. I don't touch Mort anymore. Yeah. Just in the few places you've told us already, I'm like, there's really a lot there.
There's a lot there.
Yeah. And, you know, I've noticed you've said... a few times, I don't think there's anything evil or, you know, malevolent, but I'm like, I don't know. I mean, you know, you did survive and you didn't get like too terribly attacked, I guess, but I don't know. It's just sounds like there's something.
But, I mean, like even with like, I told you guys that happened before I had met you guys originally. Everyone keeps thinking like Pennhurst, like when my buddy Rich got bit in the tunnels in the Rockwell tunnel, and he had that teeth print on him and everything.
Yep.
I'm like, oh my God, you know, he just sat up and was like, hey, who bit me? You know? And it's like, you have to understand, like these patients, like some of them were mute. Like maybe that was like their only way they could figure out how to like try to get your attention, you know, like scratching, biting. It's not, I mean, maybe sometimes it is, but it's not always evil, you know? It could
true.
Just be because some of these patients were mute. Some of these patients, you know, I mean, like I told you last time, like, you know, Pennhurst had a history of patients that would bite. So as punishment, one of the doctors would yank their teeth out.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know, this is like an abused patient that, like, we had a bunch of his teeth yanked out, and like
that's horrible.
That's like how he was just trying to get his get attention.
Yeah,
I think that me personally, and I don't know, I could be wrong. No, none of us know as investigators. None of us know. And the more I investigate, and the more I come across spirits that seem to don't even know they're dead. Like I want to say, hey, you know, I guess we'll find out when we're dead, but it seems like we might not find out when we're dead. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I feel like a lot of these places where people are like, oh, it's evil. It's like, you don't know that. You just don't know. Like, I don't do residentials. It's great. It's great for the teams that love doing and helping people. That's awesome. But, like, I'm not psychic. Like, the only thing that I can offer a homeowner is, like, evidence with, like, hey, listen, you're not crazy. You know, yeah, there's something going on here. And that, like, that's really the only good. Like, I can't go in there and pretend that I know how to cleanse a house or get rid of bad spirits. And, like, I think it's kind of, like, really off color. Like, it's very not tasteful to go into someone's residence when, you know, you're just, like, you and I, like, telling them there's demons in their house. It's like, you're just scaring the shit out of these people.
True.
You know, you don't know if those are demons. Like, don't do that to people. I just don't think it's right, you know?
No, I agree. You made a great point. And, you know, when I'm saying, oh man, it sounds like there's something there evil. You know, I'm glad you said that because that, I don't know about the guys. I never thought about that where maybe that is the only way they can communicate. They're not trying to, There's not an evil, you know...
presence.
Intent.
Yeah, thank you, Nate. There's not an evil intent. That's just how they're trying to get your attention. Let you know they're there. So thank you for bringing that up, because I don't think I've ever even considered that, you know? Maybe they slap you. They're really not trying to, you know, do it because they're trying to be mean or be a jerk. That's just trying to get your attention.
I
like,
mean,
hey,
okay,
I'm here.
Maybe they can't get enough energy to, like, manifest, so, like, they just...
Yep.
Give you a nice little whack. I don't know. We can just speculate. None of us really know. And that's what I love about my team too. And, you know, people hang around. Like, we're all very skeptical investigators. We are very hard to impress. You know, 9 times out of 10, we'll leave a location and be like, I don't know. I don't really think. Like, we don't jump on, oh my God, it's an orb, you know?
Yeah.
that's not our style. So, but I mean, it's it's been a hell of a ride. I mean, mm-hmm. I went over to White Hill Mansion this year. That's a great location in Jersey. It's a little location, but it is definitely really cool. A Hoover House. We got the notorious peanut butter EVP that so many people have heard about. My buddy Rob came with us, and he has this this one line he likes to use when doing EVPs, and he was like, "Can you repeat the words peanut butter?" And it's actually, I have it pinned on the top of the ECP page, the Facebook group page, but, and all of a sudden, so we play it back and you hear peanut butter.
Oh, wow.
And it was like, I love when you get those, like, I love using those, like, I don't want to say trigger words because I don't think that's the right description for it, but right. when you ask for a specific word, right, mm-hmm. that has like nothing to do with the location, and you ask them to repeat it, it's like very hard evidence of like intelligent haunting, you know?
Yeah.
Opposed to like something that just might be residual, or maybe it's not really anything at all. But yeah.
It's pretty specific,
really,
too.
It really is.
Yeah, peanut butter. Pretty specific.
It's kind of ironic, too. You say you're not psychic, but I think you might be, because just before we called you, we were talking about food, which we normally do.
Yeah.
We were talking about peanut butter sandwiches. Yeah. The perfect age of a peanut butter and jelly right. sandwich.
The age, like hours or days?
Well, I had a peanut butter and jelly. I went to my daughter's volleyball, and I haven't had dinner yet. So usually I eat at the games, but I just bought me a Coke so I could, and then I had, you know, got over here, and I'm like, I got me a day old peanut butter and jelly, and I'm like, that's the perfect time. I mean, I love the jelly kind of seeps into the sandwich, you know, the bread, and then, But we were talking about peanut butter. Like, my daughter doesn't like jelly, so in the mornings I make her a peanut butter sandwich for lunch. My son, he doesn't like peanut butter, so he just likes the jelly. So I just make him a jelly sandwich, and I'm like, what is wrong with you two? Like, you can't.
Wait, she's allowed to bring peanut butter to school?
Yeah, they can.
A lot of schools don't let you do that anymore.
Yeah,
because allergy.
Yeah, I mean, it's their lunch. I mean, they can either eat at the school or bring their own lunch. And so she just likes peanut butter, and he just likes jelly. But yeah, so I think there's something there. You're right, Sean. She might have been sensing the peanut butter
vibe.
But you said those last two places weren't that. You said they weren't like big places. You know, like as far as size wise, is that what you're saying? You're just but creepy enough. You said the two places you just said.
Hoover House is kind of it's a nice size house, but it's a bed and breakfast. That place is beautiful. It's in Waynesboro, Pennsylvania.
Okay,
it's right. Also, about half hour outside of Gettysburg. Our friends Pam and Steve, they own the house, and they actually run the Gettysburg Battlefield Bash.
Okay.
So that place is amazing. But I'm really, really looking forward to going. October 8th. I've been there. I was there a couple months ago, but I didn't really investigate. We just kind of went to say hi to our friend that runs the place, and I got to check it out for the first time. But October 8th, Chris Sanders and Dave Childers were asked to be special guests for the evening for a public investigation. So you'll see flyers floating around. I'm sure I posted it on your page. But we're going to be at the USS Salem in Quincy, Massachusetts.
Oh, that's cool.
That unit?
Very cool.
That ship is so cool. That place is so cool. Don, who runs the ship, I absolutely love him. He's fantastic, fantastic people. The ship's really cool. And he was telling me a little bit about it. And, like, supposedly it never actually saw a battle. It ended up being used as, like, a rescue ship. Mm. So like, I think they said it went to Greece or something when they had all those earthquakes and like all that stuff. So, but it's just such a cool little ship. I haven't investigated a ship before, so I'm really looking forward to that one. It's going to be my first ship.
I had never heard of it. Mm-hmm. Had you guys? I'd never heard of the US. You said USS Salem. Mm-hmm. I'd never heard of it.
USS Salem. It's not in Salem anymore. It's in Quincy, Massachusetts, before they have it docked now.
Cool.
That's cool. I have heard of it. I don't know much about it, but
I knew nothing about it. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I know a lot of, you know, ships and all that stuff. They've got a lot of cool hauntings, I should say.
I have to say, for the record, that is the most times in just a couple minutes I've heard the word ship said. We have, if we do a ship count, I'm saying ship. I think we said it 24.
I'm a stat guy.
I know. Yeah. We do word counts around here.
Well, see, we're learning all kinds of stuff. I never heard of USS.
I have so many things written down here.
I know.
We got episodes for days.
Yeah. I mean, I
know.
We love all these places.
You guys got to come out to the East Coast, and I'll definitely join you.
Yes, ma'am.
There's some cool locations.
We need to do that.
Truly.
I've never been to the East Coast, period, for anything, so...
It's okay. Hollins. I've never been to your area, period, ever. So.
Never been to the Midwest, yeah.
Oh, you're missing so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cows?
Yeah, right. Cows, corn.
Corn. That's grass.
Children.
That's about
children
it.
Of the
Yeah,
corn.
Right.
Nope. No, thank you.
Yeah, hunted kids. Or creepy kids. Those are, yeah. No, no, seriously. Yeah, my wife, we've talked about maybe doing, leaving. The kids are getting older, so we can... We'll wait a couple more years, but maybe doing an East Coast trip.
He wants to go to Boston first.
I'm a Boston Red Sox. But anyway, we want to do that, though. We want to go to, fly into Massachusetts, just all the history. And then we want to tour, that New England area, the Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Vermont,
it's
New Hampshire.
I know.
We've got some friends, two or three couples that have gone and done that. They're like, you have to go. It's awesome. Yeah, so...
Yeah, no, it's really pretty. I would love to move out in that area if it wasn't for the fact that it snows way freaking more than.
Oh, right. True. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, that's true.
My charger is not snow friendly, so I have to, it's like 485 horsepower. I got to put snow tires on that thing because it's my daily and it's not fun.
Right.
What color is your charger?
What color?
Yeah,
it's black and purple.
Is it black and purple?
It's purple. It's purple. It's some crazy purple, and it's got matte black stripes on it. Yeah.
Nice.
I like it. Yep. Yeah. No, that's not a car that's going to do well in snow.
It's not fun. It's not a good time. It's not a New England dwelling vehicle during the winter.
Right. I mean, here in Indiana, we get our snows and. I hate it. And I mean, it's like, oh no, 3-4 inches, 5 inches. I'm like, it's terrible. I can't imagine being up in New England when they're getting 2 feet. I don't do well. And I've lived here all my life. I should be used to, I hate it. I hate the snow. I hate it. I don't like snow. I don't like cold.
I don't either. Ugh. That's why I have such mixed feelings this time of year because I love October and fall and all the spooky stuff. And I love it. I love it. But I also get really sad because that means the cold is coming, and I don't like it.
Things get shorter,
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like, what's coming. It's like, September, October, November, and then you're like, oh, no, that means December, January, February. It's like they're awful months for me. They are. I hate it. So.
I know. My team and I are bougie, so we find our the heated places to
there
you go.
Have you been, I can't remember, when we had you on last fall, did – and I probably asked the same question. I just can't remember. Have you been out west? I mean, have you ever traveled to California, Arizona, any of those places? Or have you just mainly stuck to the East Coast?
I would love to.
Yeah.
I absolutely love to. I hope to make it out there maybe next year.
Yeah.
It's just been crazy, It's been crazy busy. There's a lot of things going on. I've been doing a lot of conventions. If anyone who's listening, October 22nd, my boyfriend's doing the Sleepy Hollow Paracon. He's throwing first year of the Sleepy Hollow Paracon in Sleepy Hollow, New York. That's going to be really cool. It's just been crazy with these events. I've been working with all these public events and stuff, which is so much fun. I love doing that. Kind of backed away a little just because from the event company stuff. Just because I don't have the time. There's just so much going on this year. But it's good. It's all good. So
yeah, it's good stuff. Right,
staying busy.
Yeah, that's another thing I would like to attend. I've never been to a convention, with the horror or anything like that. I think we've got I've never been to anything to meet actors that have been in the scary movies or played the creatures or whatever. I've never been. That'd be something I'd like to attend.
Yeah, I go to There's a place out in South Jersey. They do Monster Mania Convention, which is like a horror movie convention. I used to go there every year. But listen, if you're going to hit up like a Paracon, like if you're going to pick one to hit up, like definitely, I think they're doing it in July next year, but the Gettysburg Battlefield Bash, it's all weekend. So it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And it's in freaking Gettysburg.
Yeah, right.
Every night there's parties on the deck in the hotel. Everyone sits out and drinks and hangs out. There's bands, there's food trucks, there's like, it's just like a big friggin' paranormal party all weekend. And you just take you're bored during the day or whatever, you're done looking at all the vendors, go take a walk over, go drive over to the battlefield, you know?
Yeah.
There's so much stuff to do in Gettysburg. So if anyone like is ever like, oh, I don't know which convention to check out this year, I highly recommend like that being, if you can only go to one, I would definitely recommend that one.
That's cool.
That does sound fun. And when you said food, I'm in.
Yeah. Food truck.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, they had food
music,
trucks.
Food trucks.
They had like five food trucks.
Oh, that's cool.
They had a dunk tank. They did a car show this year, which I didn't even end up driving out there. I was going to enter my car, but it's like a 3.5 hour drive, and like by the time I get there, it's just going to be so covered in bugs.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you'd have to spend a couple hours just to shine it back up and get the crap off.
Yeah.
No, I get it. Yeah. We'll have to remember that. That's that sounds fun. That does sound fun. Yeah,
it is great.
I've just never been to one.
Friend Charlotte, she is a medium from the UK, and she came down. She came to the bash this year. She flew out from the UK.
Wow.
So yeah.
Man, I'll have to remember that. So what's it called? The Gettysburg Bash? Is that what you said?
Yes, the Gettysburg Battlefield Bash.
Battlefield Bash. You got that, Sean, written down?
I do. It's a mouthful.
Yeah. Gettysburg Battlefield Bash, yeah. I can barely talk, period, and just trying to remember that, yeah. So what other... Go ahead.
You guys could even get a table and set up a little, table.
I like the way you're thinking.
I do too.
And stuff.
Right. The old Mako table at the Gettysburg Battlefield Bash. There we go. I nailed it. No, that would be fun, though. I would love to do that. We could have our stuff and merch and business cards and say, come listen to our little show.
And go get you some, right?
Yeah. And we'll drop names.
People even do podcasts from there.
Oh man, that would be awesome.
That is one thing that I've noticed on a few new podcasts that I've discovered. And there's a couple of them that they go to a lot of the conventions, a lot of the Paracon type places. And they'll interview guests they'll have people walk up and he'll ask if they've got personal stories. And so that's part of his show. Every show he has two or three people that share their personal experiences. And then he goes into whatever his, main topic is. And I'm like, that would be so fun. Cause you're meeting people and then you're hearing
off the cuff.
Exactly. That would be awesome. That's a great idea though. We need to do that.
Yeah. Well, if you guys are interested, reach out to me and I will point you in the direction of Pam, and she's the one that runs the bash, and she's the one that you can get the tables from and stuff. So.
Cool.
Shout out to Pam.
They fill up quick, so it's a hot commodity over there.
We're name dropping, that's for sure. We are friends with Christina Westervelt of East Coast Paranormal, and we expect top of the line service. Yeah, that's funny. Oh, who's that? Who do we hear that?
Dogs are barking.
That's funny. How's your little buddy the skunk? Your skunk?
Charger. He's Charger. Being yes. Freeloader at the moment, and he's sleeping under the bed.
I see your videos posting all the time about. Oh, I'm like, it cracks me up. I think that's the cutest thing.
Oh my god!
Him in the bathtub was adorable.
The bathtub.
Floating in the
bathtub.
He's
like 19 pounds. Aww. He's so fat, and like I don't overfeed him or anything, but. The doctor even said on his vet said he is, I don't overfeed him. He just sleeps like 23 hours a day, but he makes up for it because, right around when I go to bed, he'll come up and he'll be like, Mom, I want food. And I'm like, all right, I'll give you your food and I'll feed him. And then he'll come back into the bed and he'll sit there and he licks his little paws and cleans his face for about 5 minutes after eating. He's very clean.
Yeah.
And then he'll come and he'll lay on me or like spoon with me and go to sleep. And I actually woke up this morning to a 18-pound skunk passed out on my chest with his little head on my shoulder, and he's a little snoring, and it was so cute.
Oh boy!
The thing that sticks out to me is he's talking to you.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Hey, Mama, what's the food?
Yeah, pretty much. It's AKA, he sits there and he digs at my face.
You speak his language, right?
Him.
Yeah.
That's cute.
That is cute, though, yeah. How old is he? Do you know?
He's three. I got him when he was 9 weeks old.
Oh, wow.
A little skunkette.
Oh, yeah, 9 weeks. So, he was a baby.
Yeah, he was a little 2-pound peanut, and now he's a beast.
I can tell. Yeah, he's a mama's boy. I can tell. That's he cute. Gets spoiled. I see those videos.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, boy.
He's 100% a mama's boy.
That is fantastic.
That's what we need to get. We need to get a podcast skunk.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, picture now.
They're great, man. They're like, I have my dad's got dogs downstairs. Like, I'm like living at home again for a little bit since I moved back home. And they don't know. They don't know he's here because they would definitely. They're huskies. They're like wolves.
Oh yeah.
but like I've had dogs. I've never had a cat. But my mom's had 80 million cats at her house. Like I've had rabbits and ferrets and geckos and by far like Charger is just the best freaking pet I've ever had. I mean, he pees and poops on pee pads in the corners, and he, you know, he has little pet stairs. He just lets himself up on. He's very affectionate, but he also, like, you know, he's like a cat where he just minds his own business and does him and sleeps most of the day. And, you know, he gives you his space until he wants the attention. You know?
Right. Sure. Sure. I'm jealous, actually. He sleeps 23 right. hours. I could do that. I could sleep 23 hours. Oh, my gosh. Even at my old age, I'm like, I sleep like a teenager.
But he's spiteful as hell, man. I came back from the bash that year. Not that year. Last month. And he freaking shit on my bed. He never shit on my bed. He was so pissed off that I was gone for 3 days.
Well,
and left him. My dad, you know, fed him for me and everything. Yeah. But he was so mad. He's never shit on my bed. And then I was like, well, he was walking around the room when I first got home. He starts pissing on the floor. He does not pee on the floor. Like, this is not, this is just like 100%. He was mad at me. And he was showing me that he was mad at me for leaving him. And I'm like, listen, man, like, I'm sorry, but, you know.
How dare you, Mom? How dare you leave?
Yes, exactly.
And do your thing. And when
I think this is a good time to tell you that I just love this talk.
This is great. I mean, honestly, the investigations and the creepy stuff is all okay, but more Charger talk.
Me too. And that's what we do on our podcast on the It's Haunted Network. You know, we just like have a good time and just bullshit and, you know, I mean, it's just, I love, that's the main thing. Like, I love just getting to know people and meeting all these great people that have the same interests as all, you know, we all do. And it's just been like a crazy, like, paranormal family journey for the past 2 years.
That is true. That's why we've said it a million times that it's fun doing the podcast, just doing the podcast, but all the people we've met. It's the best. I mean, we've gotten some really good friends. Oh, go ahead, Sean.
I have my finger up. That means I have something important to say, and I promise it's not completely
Is
gibberish.
It important?
It's not gibberish. Well, you're talking about the people we've met. I do not want to let you go, Christina, before telling you. I know there was a little go-between with you and Evil Never Dies, which is Brett. It's a friend of ours.
Yeah.
And he was mentioning your great tats.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was. Yeah. I actually have a picture. I'm not trying to be a creeper here.
He is.
A little bit. I mean, we are middle-aged creeped out. But I'm sitting here trying. You have a Ouija planchette.
Yes. And I saw that for the first
crow,
time. That's so cool.
And like a pumpkin. I mean, it's awesome arm sleeve. I mean, it really is.
It looks good.
Fall leaves. I got a whole Halloween sleeve. I have actually a giant bat.
On your back, yeah.
On my back.
And I've seen that.
I mean,
that is
I'm
awesome.
I'm sure you guys saw when I was doing the Ink Magazine contest. Oh,
yes, yes.
Yeah. We tried to do the best we could to.
I was voting for you.
Yeah, we voted every time.
No,
I know.
Thank you. You
did good.
I could see like the past, like the most recent 3 votes. So I could see like everyone was voting. You guys are awesome. You know, I knew going into it that I wasn't going to win just because I've had friends that have done it in the past. And it's like once I made it far, you know, I was out to the fourth round. I was like first the entire time into the fourth round. And then when you got to the fourth round, you started going up against all the other people that ended up first in their groups because they break you into groups at first. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my friend said, like, all these chicks have sponsors, like sponsors that dump thousands of dollars of paid votes into them. And I was like, all right, whatever, you know, I'll try, whatever. So the last day of the contest, I remember, I think I was in third. And my mom was bribing my friends with cookies. she makes really good, like, very decorative cookies and stuff like that. Sometimes she sells them to one of the bakeries by her. And she was bribing them with cookies. She's like, oh, every, like, $10, like, vote or whatever, I'll mail you cookies, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that day I got, like, $300 in, like, paid votes, and it didn't even move me up to second place.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Like, knowing that, I knew that, like, these girls had people dumping thousands of dollars in paid votes, you know?
Yeah. Well, you did well, though. You
know,
well.
I wore my East Coast Paranormal for some of my shirts. We definitely got some more exposure with that. So I had, like, an overwhelming amount of people voting for me, sharing, promoting, helping out, and it was, like, a very humbling experience. So
that's cool. Yeah, and you know what? Like you said, you got some notoriety out of it. You know, like, people saw, oh, East Coast Paranormal. Or, you know, I mean, it's about the tattoos, but then again, there's more to it than
right.
that. So, yeah, that's good. You got some exposure.
Well, I'm gonna do a shout-out to your mom, and it's Carla. I don't think she'll mind me saying her name.
Hi, Carla.
Hi,
Carla.
No, absolutely not.
Shout-out. We can be bought out with cookies, by the way, just so you know.
Let me say
as
this.
As an aside.
I don't want to forget. So if we do a Paracon, right?
We want cookies.
And we want your mom to be there so she can pass out, she can make some Mako cookies, and then we'll have her.
Mom, make if the you're Makos. Listening and you make Halloween cookies this yes. year, you got to mail these guys some.
Oh, my God.
She made Bath and Ghost last year.
Ooh.
And even for my birthday, she made me little skunk cookies.
Oh, we'll charge her cookies.
Trade cookies for merch.
does she make cupcakes? I love cupcakes.
Probably.
Little charger cupcakes.
Soaked in bourbon.
Gosh, that's funny. That's cool, though.
Right there you go. Hey, we'll take rum cake.
Yeah, heck yeah. So tell me, you know, we won't keep you too much longer, but are there anything else you want to, you know, like, you're planning on for the upcoming 2023? Wow,
yeah,
that's weird to say.
I
had to think
weird.
There for a second. Like, any, you know, any major thing that you're planning, or you just kind of go with the flow and just kind of see what happens?
I've turned over a new leaf this year. I used to be, like, super organizer. Like, I planned stuff so far in advance. It was crazy. And now I'm kind of, like, just going with it.
Yeah.
I'm letting my, you know, some of my help, my team members kind of help out and, you know, kind of book the places and stuff like that. You know, I have been getting asked to host a lot of events lately. So I always try to leave stuff open for that. I'm going to be at the Emery Estates in, oh my God, is it New Hampshire? I don't even know what freaking state is in. But my buddy Dave booked an event, and me and my friends Adam and Michelle, and then my boyfriend Chris and Dave and his girlfriend Kate and a bunch of us, we're going to be doing a live feed from there in November. I'll be back at the Hoover House. My team is doing a, like, Friendsgiving / investigation. We're staying over at the Hoover House in November. There's just a, you know, like I said, I have the ship coming up, so the rest of the year is kind of pretty booked out, and I'm sure I'll have plenty lined up for next year, but right now I'm just trying to make it through the rest of the year, you know?
I hear you on that. I try to make it week, well, actually, day by day.
Yeah, right. Second by second.
You know, but
step by step.
That's cool, though. I mean, we are so happy. I love following you on social media and, you know, seeing all your videos and your pictures of your investigations and
Charger.
And, oh, yeah, well, absolutely, Charger.
Yes, I know. I know you just like Charger videos.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. It's all about Charger. Yeah, no, no, that's fun.
She figured us out.
Yeah, I know. It's not hard. Tell our listeners how they can follow you. So give all the ways, you know, they can reach you and follow your investigations.
My main social media is, if you just look up Christina Westervelt, I'm on Facebook. My tag on Instagram is at Wicked Chick, WIKIDCHIK. Also, the team Instagram is at _ East Coast Paranormal _. You can also look us up on Facebook. Just put in the search bar on Facebook, East Coast Paranormal, the group page will come up. I do have a TikTok. My personal TikTok is Christina Spooky for Life with the 4, the number 4. I don't really do too much on there. I actually tried to go live on there when I was at the Hoffman Mansion last weekend, but I really got to build that up. I'm slacking on the TikTok. he's I can't keep up with the young whippersnappers, you know.
Tell me about it.
Preaching to the choir.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As my daughter said, what are you doing? What are you going to do? I'm like, we're going to make videos. I mean, we're going to just post stuff. She's like, oh, okay, whatever. I'm like, okay, thanks a lot for the encouragement there, young daughter of mine. Yeah, she was like, what? What are you doing? I was like, never mind. Just leave me alone.
I'm using the TikTok.
Yeah, I'm using the ticker talker, the Tic Tac, whatever it's called.
Wheezy on out of here, right?
Yeah. No, that's cool. Yeah, that TikTok. I heard you have to have 1,000 followers a minimum to even do a TikTok live, and I'm like, we have about 650 to go or something like that.
Just reach out to me after the show. I'll tell you.
Ah,
there you go.
Okay, that's good to know.
Bring charger.
Yep. right. Well, Christina, we thank you so much for coming on. We loved hearing the new places you've been and all the creepy investigations and all of that. And, the invitation's always there. We'll have you, we'll let you get some more places under your belt, and we'll bring you on again. And if you're interested in coming
on. Come to the Midwest.
Come to the Midwest. Yeah, right. We're hoping to go to, I don't know if you've heard of it. It's just about an hour west of us. Because we're on the west side of Indianapolis, but it's the Indiana State Sanatorium, and we're hoping to go there in October.
Wow.
Yeah, and that place is really getting a lot of...
the ISS.
The ISS. it's getting pretty popular with investigators and tourists, so we're pretty excited. But anytime you find your way to the good old cornfield area of the world, look us up, and we'll all go.
Definitely. Absolutely. Like, asylums and prisons and stuff, those big places are my favorite.
Yeah, and you do need to go to Waverly. It was pretty cool. We did enjoy it. We were there, what, 12 hours, guys, or 8 hours, something like that. No, it was 12, 8 to 8, I think. Something like that. But anyway, go there. Yeah.
I was doing the math.
I'm like, hello, is this on?
I was thinking.
Yeah, so anytime you're in that area, anytime you want to go there, we're in. So we want a professional like you, and, we still don't know what we're doing. We just show up and like, hey, here we are.
We're like the Scooby-Doo gang, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters meets Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, we're kind of like, all three of us are Shaggy, to be honest with you.
Ray. Ray and Shaggy.
Yeah.
I can 100% relate. It's cool.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, we're the, the word amateur, we're below that.
We're a couple of ticks.
Yeah.
No such thing as experts, guys. No such thing.
That's true.
Just always remember, you go to these places and you have a good time.
True. And we do that.
Don't be too serious. There's a time and a place for it, but always remember to have fun.
That is true.
We're very professional, remember?
Yeah, right. That was a good one, Sean.
Right.
Hey, we'll let you go. Thank you again for coming on. I know our listeners are going to love this episode. Your first episode is doing great on downloads. And shout out to your mom again. And I know she's wanting to listen.
Carla.
So it'll drop actually tonight. So because we're not ahead. We're literally, we try to always be one or two episodes ahead, but we're not that at that point yet again.
We've been slackers.
Yeah, so we'll drop it later.
Just send me a link or something so I can send it to my mother so she can relax.
yeah. Tell her to calm down. No, I love it. I think that's great.
I do too.
I that's, yeah. My mom even sometimes she's like, "Is it dropping?" I'm like, "Mom, calm down. Okay, we'll get it. Settle down, Carol, if that's your real name, So, all right. Well, we're gonna let you go. Have a great rest of the evening. Thanks for coming on. We enjoyed it, and we will talk to you again in the future.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Christina.
Thank you.
Bye.
And there you go, Miss Christina Westervelt, doing a great job as always. It's fun having her back on the show.
Oh my gosh, I knew that was going to be fun, but that was
she brings the energy,
full of laughs, full of fun, full of great stories. I mean, I wrote down a slew. I said slew of places that we need to cover and go see. She invited us out there. We invited her here. We'll all go out west.
I think with all the stuff, or all the places she's been, that's a separate list. I mean, she was giving us all kinds of places to go check out.
That is right.
And what is it? The Gettysburg?
My gosh, it's a mouthful.
Battlefield
Bash.
Bash, yeah.
Yeah. We'll get a table and have her mom make cookies for us.
Meet you at the bash, right?
Yeah. That was fun. No, she did a great job. It was fun. I know the creepies are going to enjoy listening to her. So we will have her on sometime down the future. Well, she'll have all kinds of other places to go. So.
I have to tell myself, though, remember last week when we were talking about having this and you were like, this is our, episodes coming up, and you put GC with Christina Westervelt.
Oh, yeah.
And Nate and I was sitting there like, I know I should know who this GC is.
You didn't say GC Christina Westervelt to me, though. You just said, what does GC stand for?
Oh, that's what I did say.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, it was listed, and so I kept thinking, who is GC that we know? Who's GC?
Gary Charles? No.
And so when Todd got here, I said...
Gary Clark. Gary Coleman.
I said, okay, who's GC coming on with Christina Westervelt? And you're like, that's a guest chat. And I was like, oh, my
abbreviation,
gosh.
Just an abbreviation.
Right, yeah. And it took me...
Because it said GCW slash, and we're at one of my old jobs, they taught us to, we were phone reps for investors, and to save time when you're taking down their instructions, what they want, mm-hmm. instead of writing every word out, they taught us, it's kind of like shorthand.
Yeah.
It's like used... W slash means with, mm-hmm. or, uh-huh. yeah, yeah, so guest chat, but yeah, that's fine.
You Isn't know. That funny?
I thought you would know that GC, yeah. I just wish I could have seen you going, man, what is GC?
I like, was you're trying probably, to like, figure out what person, I was thinking, who is that?
And I figured it out when you sent the text.
Okay.
But he said out of context, yeah. So I didn't know what the heck
and you're
he was
like,
talking about.
So unlike me to be so out of
like,
context. But
I don't know. I had no idea that's what he was referring to.
Right.
You can.
I don't know. Tell me. What is GC?
Gory Craig? I don't know.
It's very rare, but every once in a while I can be an airhead. It's very rare.
Weird.
I'm telling myself
I for one am fooled. I didn't see that. I
can't believe it.
I think that I did laugh at that. That was funny.
Hot air is what they put in the hot air balloons.
That's all right.
That's good. That's good stuff. So anyway,
yes.
we thank her for coming on.
It was
fun to talk to Christina.
Mm-hmm. We'll have her back, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. She does a great job. So now, Sean, what do you got for us?
I am going to hit somewhere in between a middle-aged moment and middle-aged dark side, I would say. I had a couple different things that I had picked out, but this song just kind of puts you in the mood for Christina.
So it's an in-betweeny?
It's an in-betweeny, yeah.
It's an in-betweeny GC.
It is. Do you guys know the band The Civil Wars?
No.
Mm-hmm. No? You do, right?
I don't.
It's called Barton Hollow. Have you ever heard the song? It's a great song.
I've never heard of the band, so I'm pretty sure I am.
It puts you in the mood, I think, for this. So this is a good way to cap this, I think. So this is, it goes, I'm a dead...
Can't real quick. Oh, yeah. I have to interrupt you. Kind of genre, like, I don't know. I've never heard of them. Is it a...
You love to.
Heavy metal, rock, alternative? Like, what kind of music?
It's
so I can kind of picture the...
Country meets folk meets rock.
Okay.
Civil War.
Yeah, the Civil War. It's got a very old feel to it.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Okay.
If you haven't listened to it, and that includes you, Todd, go out there and listen to it. We'll play it after.
You're looking right at me. I mean,
I know, yeah. It's a great song.
Okay.
And then we'll... Yeah.
I'm just trying to get a feel for it. You know,
you'll love it.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
You ready for these lyrics?
I'm ready.
I'm a dead man walking here. What a great way to start, right? Mm. But this has also got a very Tombstone vibe to it, by the way. I'm a dead man walking here, but that's the least of all my fears. Ooh, underneath the water. It's not Alabama clay that gives my trembling hands away. Please forgive me, Father. Ain't going back to Barton Hollow. Devil's gonna follow me ere I go. Won't do me no good. A washer in the river. Can't no preacher man save my soul. Did that full moon force my hand, or that unmarked $100,000? Ooh, underneath the water, please forgive me, Father. Miles and miles in my bare feet, still can't lay me down to sleep. If I die before I wake, I know the Lord my soul won't take. I'm a dead man walking. I'm a dead man walking. Keep walking and running for miles. See, Nate and I know. And going back to Barton Hollow, devil's going to follow me ere I go. Won't do me no good, wash in the river. Can't no preacher man save my soul. It's really good because it's like somebody that's committed, you know, murder and that they're wanted and they're running and nobody, you know, can't be forgiven.
He's kind of screwed.
Yeah.
He's come to that realization.
This one, I've had this pulled up and I thought, man, we're going to talk about something this will link into, you know, maybe, you know, some Wild Wild West story. But I was like, this just feels like Christina. I think she'll like this. Yeah. I'm sure, I would think she's heard this song, but if not, she'll go listen to it and be like, yep, this is a good one.
Well, not knowing who they are and never heard the song, I like the lyrics. Mm-hmm. I mean, so I'll
it just kind of puts you in a mellow mood. It's just kind of years, you know, this time of the year feel, you know, just kind of a very mellow, you know, just it's not an uplifting song, but it doesn't bring you down either. It's just kind of
I'm a dead man walking. That's a good positive.
I'm a dead man.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Here. Okay, sorry.
No, I like it.
So. No, I could sing the rest of it for you.
No.
Okay.
We're going to move on to the, no, that was a good one, though. I like the. Yeah, I do like the lyrics. Was, what's the name of it again?
In honor
what's
the, of the band and Christina. The song? It is Barton Hollow. That's the name of the song, and it's by The Civil Wars.
The Civil Wars.
Well, we talked about Gettysburg, too, so I was like, oh, yeah, I got to go
hey,
with this.
I get it. It
you
works.
See all that?
I see where you're going. I see what you're doing.
Tapestry.
You just want to say tapestry.
I did, yeah. It's fantastic.
No, that was good. Thank you for that, Sean. And what else you got?
I have the second part of the announcements, and that would be for us to, not for us, how about for you guys to follow us on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook.
Write the words down. He still can't read them.
I know. I can't even do like Anchorman. Make sure, and or you can, email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. Listen to us. Watch us on Tuesday Terror. Every Tuesday there's videos, right? Tuesdays, sorry. We are on all podcast apps to listen to, subscribe, and give us a 5-star rating and review. Also, word of mouth is very important. Tell someone you know about our show. We sell merch with our logo on it. Go get you some. See, it's getting better, right? I'm getting better. This is getting a little better. We also offer segment sponsorships for only $50 per segment. So email us if you're interested for more information. you're like,
good job.
You want to redo that? What I'm saying?
Scratch no, it. I'm just sitting here listening to you, and I'm not that it's
annoying.
All on you.
My
no,
voice.
No, yeah. No. I'm just thinking, how are we having anybody listen to us? We are.
I'm going to take that as a compliment. No.
What did Christina say? The word professional. She did. Yeah, we are so professional.
We paid. Yeah, but we paid her to say that.
That's right. She's like
professionally reckless.
Yeah. No, that was good.
We're all over the place.
We are, as Nate says, we're all over the place. Truer words were never spoken. Thank you, Sean, for those announcements.
You're most welcome.
And after that, let's welcome. Let's go to our man, Nate. Nate, please help us out.
Just like Gettysburg Battlefield, there's enough dead on the ground. And that's a wrap.
Mm. It's done already? That's
already.
A wrap?
Yeah.
Oh,
this fun. Has been a long climb, let's be honest. Been,
the listeners only knew.
Right?
Oh, wow.
What goes into this?
They're like, no, we pretty much figured it out. Yeah. Thank you, Nate, for that. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to episode number 80 and our guest chat with the lovely Christina Westervelt with the East Coast Paranormal. And until next time, Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean. We were middle-aged.
And creeped out. Keep it creepy. Nate likes to put his fingers on his temples and say, focus.